Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, support for impeachment is dropping like a rock, as House Democrats consider next steps in the inquiry.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff on NBC's Meet the Press says there are more facts to be found. They prefer GOP cooperation.
But we're not willing to go the months and months and months of rope-a-dope in the courts, which administration would more than love for us to do.
Democrats say more hearings and depositions could be coming.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A woman convicted of trespassing at the president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida is being sentenced in federal court today.
33-year-old Yu Jingzhang reportedly tried saying she was in town for a UN event, having traveled from China. After her arrest, Zhang was found to have a number of strange electronic devices. A jury convicted Zhang in September. She's looking at 18 months behind bars.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice day to start this Thanksgiving week. Lots of sunshine today. High temperature in the upper 60s. Mostly clear, not quite as cold tonight. The overnight low 43. Tomorrow, comfortable day, high 73. Slight chance of an afternoon shower. Showers become more likely and some thunderstorms perhaps. Tuesday night into the first half of the day Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. High Wednesday, 73. And how about this for a holiday forecast? Partly cloudy with a high temperature up to about 66. Not bad. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A second person has been arrested in connection to the disappearance of Anaya Blanchard. 35-year-old Antoine Fisher is charged with kidnapping first degree. Fisher is from Montgomery and was arrested Friday night. Blanchard is still missing. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams was shot and killed while responding to a call in Haynesville Saturday night. The suspected shooter, 18-year-old William Chase Johnson, was taken into custody late Saturday night. And Lead Academy's former principal, Dr. Nicole Ivy Price, is now back on the payroll. She was fired last month. School Board President Charlotte Meadows says Ivy Price has been placed on an administrative leave until the board is able to, quote, advise a plan and find something appropriate for her to do. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
United.
With Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views, folks. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me, my co-host, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jack. Though, it's with a heavy heart we begin this Thanksgiving week, this Iron Bowl week. As I was thinking about what to be thankful for this weekend, the news broke. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, Big John Williams to those who knew him, was fatally shot and killed when he approached a truck because the music was loud. He was asking an occupant of the pickup to turn it down. This, according to law enforcement and eyewitnesses, happened at about 8:15, 8:30 this past Saturday night. And to discuss this with us is the former Attorney General of these United States, former U.S. Senator for this, the great state of Alabama, Jeff Sessions. Senator Sessions, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Joey. Good to be with you. And it is a sad day. For the people of Lowndes County and all of us in Alabama when we lose such a loved and respected officer like Big John Williams. He's so well loved in that community, did so much good over the years, and we just know that we have officers all over the country that face risk every day. They have calls and they go out to respond. They're never sure what's going to be there when they arrive. They go to danger or us. And at this time of Thanksgiving, I think it's particularly important for us to think and thank those in our communities who serve in law enforcement.
Well, and this gentleman, Big John, from just reading about him, so many stories of people who knew him very well coming out, he sounds like not only did he serve in law enforcement, he went above and beyond the call of duty. I mean, awards from the local Board of Education. It seems like he was a true fixture of the community, a champion of the community, as well as an excellent law enforcement officer.
That is true. And on the affection and admiration that he was held by so many people is just remarkable. And it just leaves a big hole in a community like Hainesville and Lowndes County. Good people. They come to love and respect a big leader like he, like John, and it's will leave a void, no doubt about it.
Senator, this is Jack Campbell. How are you doing?
Jack, I'm good.
You've, as Attorney General, I'm sure, got to travel all over the United States, unfortunately, to ceremonies where fallen police officers were honored. Are we seeing an uptick in this around the country? Is it getting worse, the assault on police officers?
It is. In fact, there was a 28% increase in officers sustaining injuries from assaults over the past 4 years. That's significant. You're talking about 50% maybe over 10 years if these trends continue. I did travel all over the country. I spoke to law enforcement groups in at least 40 of the 50 states. We made clear in every speech that, and I would say, I would close my speeches with, we have your backs, you have our thanks. And they did not feel that before. And this was something that was so gratifying to me to feel the respect or the appreciation. In every corner of the country, our law enforcement officers felt. If you denigrate them, if you constantly criticize them, if they're never perfect enough, you create hostility. And those hostilities and lack of respect can lead to assaults and even deaths of officers. We need to reverse that trend. These are our people. They go into communities because we ask them to. We ask them to respond to danger, and we need to support them. It's just one of the great tragedies of the last decade or so that we've seen too much hostility from radical groups or from political people. Whatever they do is never good enough. You have a big department, somebody's going to make an error. The question is, will it be dealt with effectively and people disciplined and prosecuted if needed? But that doesn't and should not denigrate the entire department. I feel strongly about this, and I'm glad to have the opportunity to share that. And in Alabama, we have a significant increase in assaults, and maybe we're one of the top states in the country right now in deaths of police officers from assaults.
I think it was, I don't know how many we've
five
had.
This year so
five
far.
Five this year, just in 2019. That's unbelievable.
It really is. Some of this, you know, the numbers are not large, but still it's one of the highest in the nation. And it just calls on us all to know that we can't guarantee safety for our officers because they go into situations, they don't know if there's a person mentally ill who could be violent. They don't know if there's what kind of assaults may be occurring, how bad this criminal is, where they came from. They just come to help us, defend us from assaults. And at this time of the year, we really need to reaffirm them. And if you don't do that, it can cease to be the kind of career that we want talented young people to enter. That's a concern law enforcement shared with me around the country. This negativity had reduced the number of good applicants they needed to maintain excellence in their department.
Senator, do you have any ideas of how to speed up trials in our justice system? You know, this Anaya Blanchard, who was allegedly kidnapped in Auburn, and one of the two suspects are in custody right now, but one of them was out on bond and allegedly committed this crime while he was out on bond. And you know, we've had Daryl Bailey, the Montgomery County DA, in here who said, you know, it takes too long to have these trials, and these folks are out on bond. How can we speed up the process? I mean, I know a lot of times it's lawyers filing continuances and this, that, and the other, but it seems like this is just happening a lot more than it should. Is there a solution?
Yeah, there's a solution, and several things are problematic. One is that DA's offices really are overworked. If you look at the number of prosecutors we have in Alabama, the number of crimes, you'll see that the volume is so high, it's difficult for them to move cases. When I ran for Alabama Attorney General in 1994, speedy trials were one of the top issues I raised. We'd done that. The federal law in the early 80s under President Reagan was a Speedy Trial Act, one of them, and it said trials should be conducted within 70 days. Judges said that was impossible. They're not really being tried in 70 days today, but they're moving much faster than they did before that. When a person commits a crime, often they commit a series of crimes. They're off on a roll, almost, of illegality. You need to intervene as when you have a case. They need to be arrested, and where possible, where the facts justify it, they need to be detained prior to trial. But if they're detained prior to trial, they particularly need a speedy trial. And
right.
It takes hard work to do that. And identifying the dangerous criminals and getting them speedily tried, and if guilty, sentenced, is so important. It sends a message to the community. The wrong message is you arrest a person everybody knows is a thug and a danger. He's released on bail, and 2 years go by, and he hasn't yet been tried. Now, this undermines the entire integrity of judicial process. So, yes, speedy trials and pushing, getting those important cases done quickly is absolutely essential. And sometimes we've got to look at the cost of it. Sometimes we need to just have more prosecutors, maybe sometimes more judges. But once you reach a tipping point, when the legal system is effectively addressing, identifying, arresting, prosecuting, convicting criminals, the crime numbers can go down. We know there are good law enforcement tactics properly used will make communities safer. New York City, when Rudy Giuliani was mayor before he took office, hit 2,000 murders in 1 year. Last year, they're going to come in under 300 murders. They adopted good tactics that worked. In Chicago in 2015 and 16, in Chicago, in the end of 2015, the Mayor Emanuel agreed with the ACLU in a lawsuit, got a consent decree that pulled the police back from the streets of Chicago, reduced the number of people they arrested, and they lost control of the streets. They went from 450 murders a year on average for a decade to 750 in 1 year.
Gosh.
A federal judge has done a study of that and said it was pulling back the police that caused this to occur. We have proof of what good policing does. The victims in Chicago overwhelmingly were poor and minorities and immigrant communities. So I just would say I feel so deeply that we need to advance these proven law enforcement principles. We need to respect, defend, and honor our police officers and thank them for the work that they do, because it is dangerous and it's important work. It's public service at its highest. And if we do that, we have the ability to reduce crime. And if you don't do it properly, crime can go up. We have absolute proof of that.
Now, Senator Sessions, I want to circle back to what you said about the perspective that people have on the badge sort of at large. And one thing I worry about is, of course, there are particular instances of bad apples, but with social media, with the media in general, people will take, say, certain videos and whatnot and sort of paint a broad brush of law enforcement. I'll turn 31 here in a week, so this is a question where I'm trying to learn. I remember, or I've been told about a time where people used to consider officers almost like peace officers is the word that was used. And your friendly neighborhood officer on the beat, that you knew him by name, and circling back to Big John Williams here, the sheriff from Lowndes County, it seemed like he lived up to that calling more so than just using correct tactics. And everything you're saying here to me makes sense. Use correct tactics, more resources to law enforcement, whether in the judiciary or law enforcement on the ground. But is this larger mentality of how people see the badge, where do you think this is coming from? You just mentioned New York, and I remember seeing these videos of people pouring water and throwing water balloons at officers in New York. Where do you think this mentality is coming from?
Well, it's a progressive left. In New York, I've met with the police officers, and I know a lot of them. They are very much believe that Mayor de Blasio has been responsible for unraveling beginning to unravel the law enforcement gains that made New York, maybe even saved New York City. The murder rate was so high, and investment was fleeing the city. So, yes, a lot of this is coming from the progressive left. We've got George Soros district attorneys out there dismissing cases and refusing to prosecute cases that they think are not proper to be brought. You don't need to be, overdoing prosecutions. Police, when they're out on the streets, if there's a confrontation, they are often blamed, but they are welcomed in stores and places and businesses and parks. People like to see them overwhelmingly. It's just if they have to arrest somebody and problems occur, they get blamed. But what we know is that when police are out there talking to people, walking the beat, knowing who lives there, they're much better able to effect peacefulness and law-abidingness, and to stand up to gangs and thugs that often dominate whole neighborhoods.
Do you, I heard the other day, and I'm sure you're pretty close to this situation, that Mitch McConnell has been very successful at naming these federal judges, not, you know, that so many of them were so bad that Clinton named and Obama named, but that he's making real progress in getting people confirmed. Is that true, or is that just a rumor?
No, that's absolutely true. One of Mitch's greatest contributions, maybe the greatest, really, is that his understanding of the importance of federal judges. It was my honor as Attorney General to help President Trump identify, do background checks on, and recommend people that would be good judges, good federal judges. It's an important matter. They have lifetime appointments. You need to know, are they going to serve under the Constitution and laws of the United States, or do they think they're above them? And will they follow the criminal laws of the United States? So those are, that's been really a rewarding thing. In my opinion, this is the best group of federal judges maybe ever nominated.
That's great.
President George W. Bush nominated some great judges, so did Ronald Reagan, but one after another, we identified and the president has nominated and the Republican majority in the Senate has confirmed a really fabulous group of judges.
You're obviously going to be down here campaigning, if you're not already. I'm sure you have been. What are some of the issues? Let's not mention Trump, but what are some of the issues that, other than your relationship with Trump, let's ask another question. What are some other major issues people are talking about in Alabama?
Well, I find that people are really concerned about free speech and the ability of conservative voices to even be heard and not be shut down. And there's been an erosion in respect for that. I've made a number of speeches on campus as Attorney General and a number after I left the Attorney General's office. And it's really sad when you have people attempt to shout down speakers who don't agree with them. Hopefully, we intervene in the Department of Justice in a number of those cases and have won at least four where we thought that the constitutional right to express yourself was being denied. Religious expression. The Constitution protects the free exercise of religion. That doesn't mean you have to hide under your desk to say your prayers. You are freely enabled and guaranteed in our Constitution the right to exercise your religion. There's been far too much hostility to religious faith and its expression in America. And people talk to me about that quite a lot, along with the, you know, our standards of morality and work ethic in the country. But I'll mention two more. It is time and overdue, and the American people have to continue to insist that we end the lawlessness at our border. We have an immigration policy. It's not being followed. Lawlessness is just rampant, and Congress has got to help the president. He's doing everything he can do. The Department of Justice and mostly the Homeland Security, Border Patrol, and ICE officers, they're not getting the support they need. So that's a huge thing. Right now, the Congress needs to quit worrying about this impeachment issue and get focused on some important issues. One of them is the Canadian-Mexican-American trade agreement that would replace NAFTA.
NAFTA, right.
Much, much better than NAFTA. Farmers and everybody will do better as soon as that thing is signed. But they're just dragging their feet, holding it off, not focusing on it. And every week and month that goes by, our farmers and others are not helped. we ought to be doing it. And finally, of course, China. The president's standing firm on that. It's long overdue. He said that we're going to level the playing field and not going to keep cheating us. We're not going to allow it. And I'll slap tariffs on them and keep on slapping tariffs until they come to the table and we fix it. So those are some things that Congress and the American people, I think, firmly believe in and care about.
I wanted to ask you one question about, are you concerned, like many of us are, that the mainstream media just refuses to report anything that's negative toward some of these Democrat operatives and other people, whereas, you know, Fox sometimes will cover it. I'm kind of losing faith in them a little bit. But a lot of times you'll have to go to these weird websites, like the Conservative Treehouse and other places like that, to find out a lot of stuff that's just totally ignored by the mainstream media that is very much worth reporting that the American people need to know. It's almost like some sort of a censorship of newsworthy items.
It really is amazing how serious issues that raise questions about these investigations are just ignored. It really is. And I do think that mainstream media, look, the mainstream media has gotten on a stampede. They want to railroad these issues forward. They're only bringing out one side of it. They're pushing it every day. Some of these newspapers are investing millions of dollars in investigating everything President Trump ever did, hoping they can find one thing, which they haven't been able to do. So I do think you're right about that. And I think people are angry about it. And it does appear that support for impeachment and hostility to that kind of action is growing in the country. And President, I guess, is, you know, he's said, I want a trial. I'm willing to have the American people see all the facts out in the open and challenge this impeachment agenda. But in truth, the House shouldn't vote impeachment. It's just not there. This is, they can't even articulate a specific crime with any credibility that they say occurred. And the Constitution says you have to have treason, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors before you can impeach somebody. Congress can't just impeach, as some have said, whatever they decide to do. They have to meet a constitutional standard. Every member of Congress has to swear to uphold the Constitution, and they should not vote impeachment without sufficient basis, and I don't believe it's fair.
Well, Senator Sessions, led me to the last question I want to ask you. You mentioned in the Constitution, you mentioned this in your earlier answer. By the way, I think it was Northwestern, the Northwestern student newspaper, got in all sorts of trouble for just covering the fact that you were there on campus. Activists didn't like the fact that, yeah, it's just remarkable to me. And you talking about religious liberty, freedom of speech, and our moral duties. One of my favorite speakers, writers, a guy by the name of Lawrence Reed, Larry Reed, and he says the issue always, no matter what time period we are, whether you're the President of the United States, whether you're Attorney General of the United States, a U.S. Senator, you go all the way back to being a Roman Senator. This is what Larry Reed thinks, how important this is. It doesn't matter what time or where you are. The Constitution was made for a religious and moral people. Can you speak to the role of character when it comes to operating at the highest level down to being a lowly talk show host like myself? I think we lose that conversation about character in our national politicking and in just the day-to-day news grind.
It absolutely is important. You know, why do we have a jury trial and call witnesses? It's because we want to find the truth. Why do we have, the Constitution says you have a right to free speech, because in speech and differing opinions, we best find the truth. In the Senate, you have unlimited debate. You can speak and talk about the issues you believe in to, in most cases, an unlimited degree, as long as you can stand up. This is all because we believe there is a truth, Jack. I mean, is a truth, that there is an objective truth, and it is the duty of jurors and Congress to figure out what it is and then act on it. But in this secular, postmodern, relativistic world, I think we don't seem to believe in truth anymore. And one reason is, if you don't believe in God, maybe there is no truth. I don't know. But I think that in a democracy like ours, which is so unusual in the world and has to be defended, it's founded on a constitutional, lawful order that has this foundation, and we seek to do the right thing, and we try to seek truth as we find it, which I think comes from our Creator, and then we act on it for the public good. And it does require character and discipline and personal responsibility and a desire to serve the public interest, not special interest, and to advance the lives and prosperity and safety of American citizens.
I got a quick question. I know we're running out of time, but if the president's impeached and this nonsense comes up in the U.S. Senate, would any of the Democrats in the Senate who are running for president have to recuse themselves as jurors in a Senate trial?
That is a good question. I doubt it, but I don't know. Have not thought that through. Jurors.
Well, I don't have any much to do but think about stuff like that.
Well, you can think about things. Probably everybody in the Senate is pretty political, you know, but you're called upon to rise above that on an impeachment matter. I mean, you know, when you get in there and you have an impeachment matter before you, and I sat on the Clinton case, I mean, he had two, three instances beyond a reasonable doubt, in my opinion, of perjury and obstruction of justice. You could articulate the crime, you could state the elements of the crime, and I felt he clearly was convicted. You know, he was convictable on that, and it justified impeachment. But, you know, they didn't get enough votes to impeach. And one of the lessons was, after all that settled, how painful that whole process was. And one of the lessons clearly was, you should not go down this path unless you have a very strong case. And this one is so thin. Professor Turley, a constitutional law professor, said it would be the smallest foundation for an impeachment in the history of the American Republic. Ken Starr says it's, who did the Clinton prosecution, said this is nowhere close to an impeachable offense. So I urge, the Democratic Congress needs to pull back. They do not need to be sending this case forward. And if they do, it's going to be a high risk for the country. It's going to distract the Senate for weeks from an agenda that they need to be working on for the people. And it may even backfire on the Democratic members of Congress. They just need to pull back.
Well, Senator Sessions, Attorney General Sessions, we really appreciate your time this morning. Appreciate you speaking to this tragedy with Big John Williams. Really do appreciate your time, and would love to have you back in studio because, I mean, you are running for Senate at all. This campaign should be interesting as we go forward. We'd love to have you in studio to talk about the campaign directly more fully. But I guess we're out of time here, and we really appreciate
that.
We
really thank you for coming on.
Thank you. It's great to be with you, and it's one way to talk to the people of Alabama, but it's hard to do otherwise. You provide a real service, and I appreciate the opportunity to be with you, and we'll take advantage of it in the future.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Again, folks, former United States Attorney General, U.S. Senator for the state of Alabama, candidate for that Senate seat once again, Jeff Sessions, speaking to us for the last 30 minutes on the heels of the murder, let's just call it what it is, of Sheriff Big John Williams. Addressed a few other issues there. Coming back, Jack and I will talk a little bit more about this. More news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell when we come back. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the show. 272-9228.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens Vaughn Road.
The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is here and ready to take you on the ultimate off-road ride and get you some serious savings. Whether it's early mornings on the ranch or long hours spent in the fields, the Defender's unmatched reliability is built for whatever you throw its way. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring one home. Farmers and ranchers can save big on taxes and up to $1,500 off on select 2020 Defender models. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to take advantage of this limited-time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
That was a really good interview, and let me explain to our audience that we would have told you about this Friday, but we didn't know about it Friday.
I got a call yesterday afternoon.
Joey got a call from the Sessions folks saying, hey, he'd like to come on via phone interview to discuss the, kind of assault on the police community,
right,
more specifically here in Alabama. We were very pleased to have him. We'll have him another time.
Absolutely. His aide said his blood was just boiling over the shooting and death of Big John Williams and the attack on law enforcement. And we said, of course, come on, we'll do a fuller interview. He spoke some to other issues, like the impeachment and the news and all that going on nationally and here in the state. But the reason he called was because of that tragic, tragic news. And, you know, more and more information's coming out. I'm sure we'll learn more about the investigation itself. But all sorts of people who knew Big John Williams are coming and giving testimonials to him. And what a man, it sounds like. Like I mentioned, the sessions. This guy had earned awards from education circles, from so many folks, because he was more than just a sheriff. Being a sheriff's enough, but he was truly a face of the community and always around.
I think he had been a former Haynesville police officer, and there's probably only about three of those.
Right.
But this
is his home county. This is where he's from.
He's well-loved down there. And this kid from Montgomery, who was 18 years old, who shot him, is just unbelievable. And, you know, when you shoot a person with a badge, bad things are going to happen to you.
And, absolutely.
Well,
and there are so many folks who are like,
I'm not sure this is real clear at this point, but yeah, you're reading what has been reported.
Charles Benson said he was standing in front of the store, right there at Pump 8. This is a quote. Big John comes up and asks the young man about the loud music, just like he's done hundreds of times. Big John, don't take no foolishness. That's when he got shot. I don't understand it. The sheriff is gone for loud music? It just don't seem right.
And the kid fled, I think, on foot.
Yeah, and then he returned to the scene of the crime at around midnight with a firearm on him. He was taken without incident. I think there's more to this story about the kid's identity, who his family is. This is a freak thing. You wouldn't think, just as that quote I read, over loud music in a car?
I don't know what was going through that kid's mind when he pulled that trigger. This is not a white versus black thing. I mean, this was a white kid. Maybe he had some issues. But the white folks in Lowndes County love this sheriff.
Yes, this is not a race
thing. And, I mean, it's just incredibly tragic. In fact, I was visiting, while I was at Carolyn Saturday night, we were cooking out, and I was leaving, and the guy at the little gate at the entrance to the subdivision said, my wife's uncle, Big John, was shot. Mm. We don't know. I said, what happened? How is he? He says, we don't know. We're headed to Lowndes County right now. And I didn't realize that was her uncle. It's just, God knows.
Incredibly tragic. We also have, we got to hit another break here, 272-9228.
Yeah, we ran long on the interview, so.
No, that's fine. I appreciate Sessions joining us.
Oh, me too. So we'll catch up on this.
We have more news. It came out Friday afternoon, and we've been following it about A.C. Smith's trial.
Yes, down in Ozark.
Found guilty of manslaughter. We'll get into the details of that, you know, from an officer being shot to an officer shooting somebody. Like I said, to the former AG, there are particular cases, and Daryl Bailey in the prosecution, I think, rightfully made their case, but also with Mickey McDermott's defense, a lesser charge actually makes a lot of sense, but we'll get into the details of that. This hour of news and views, folks, this whole hour brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 279-6036, 279-6036. You only have really until the end of this week, folks. Thanksgiving, the holidays, the Iron Bowl, so much going on. But till the end of November, 50% off for all News and Views listeners for any tape to DVD transfer. Take those old analog memories, bring them into the digital future. Be sure to tell Dan Black and the team, your News and Views listener, to get that 50% off. Again, their number, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this hour of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back. Like I said, you want to call 272-9228. Be right back.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by Luquire is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, all qualified customers can also get 0% financing. Luquire is proud to announce we now service Auburn and Opelika for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Luquire and Carrier. Visit acbylequire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
License number 84417.
Marguerite's is having a pre-Thanksgiving blowout now through Wednesday night only. You heard me. Doorbusters! Pearl studs, $29. Pearl necklaces, 62-inch, $39. Pearl diamond studs, $99. Bolo and Diamond by the Art bracelets, $149. All Bulova watches, 49% off. Men's, ladies' bands, all of them, 49% off. Diamonds, you hear that? 60% off! Never had a blowout like this. Only till Wednesday night. 10 to 7 p.m., Marguerite's Pepsi Shop Center.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice day to start this Thanksgiving week. Lots of sunshine today. High temperature in the upper 60s. Mostly clear, not quite as cold tonight. The overnight low 43. Tomorrow, comfortable day. High 73. Slight chance of an afternoon shower. Showers become more likely and some thunderstorms perhaps Tuesday night into the first half of the day Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. High Wednesday, 73. And how about this for a holiday forecast? Partly cloudy with a high temperature up to about 66. Not bad. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC, equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views.
9 to noon.
I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hold
on.
Go ahead.
Real quick. This hour again, just to remind the folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios, folks. Dan Black Studios can give you 50% off if you're a News and Views listener. 50% off all tape to DVD transfers. Call them today. Take advantage of that before the month of November is over. 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being sponsor of this hour of News and Views. So, Jack, what's up?
Well, what I wanted to say is that, excuse me, tomorrow at 11 a.m. On these very airwaves, we're going to interview in studio Tommy Tuberville, who is also a candidate for the U.S. Senate. He's going to be in town tomorrow and had some time. And I got a call over the weekend, and he wants to come on and chat a little bit about the campaign. So
very good.
Anyway, we're happy to have the Corch in here tomorrow.
And that should be good.
And, you know, Bradley Byrne has not been on our show, and I think you probably...
I can reach out to the campaign.
You can
reach. Sure.
I don't have a number. I think you do, but you could call and invite Bradley on. He's a good guy.
Well, and it seems what we're doing is we take a phone call, then we'll have him in studio. Though we know John Merrill very well, so
yeah,
and he's been in.
And
here.
He's been in. We'll have John back. We want to have them all back before the March 3rd primary.
Yeah, this is a platform for you to reach the public. Any candidate out there listening, you don't have to be running for U.S. Senate. We're in, even if we disagree with you, we'll play nice. We'll ask you tough questions, but we'll play nice.
Yeah, we'll play nice.
And
as far as you know.
Well, we want the public to be informed. Now, there might be folks going, why didn't you ask Sessions about his recusal? Like, well, number one, we weren't talking about that. But number two, he's answered that question on national TV a few times now. He's answered that question on these airwaves on the Dan Moore Show. I have a feeling, Jack, he's going to answer that question the same way.
Well,
Next time we interview him, we'll ask him. But I got a feeling he's going to say the same thing. It was the rule.
Yeah.
And he followed the rules. Which sounds like Jeff Sessions to me. Does it to you? I'm Tim James. Welcome to News Views. No. But yes, coming up, we got to hit another break here because we are running behind. Montgomery officer A.C. Smith found guilty of manslaughter. And before we hit this break,
in a predominantly white jury, which some people were worried, well, it's not going to be real justice, but
the new mayor of Montgomery put out a statement. I'll read that before we hit this break. This is a tragedy that we must not forget. We must learn from it and move forward together to do everything in our power to make sure something like this never happens again. Mayor Reed said in a statement released within an hour of the guilty verdict. He continued in his statement, quote, I've been focused on dramatically improving communication and the overall relationship between our police and the community for a long time. We all know one officer's tragic mistakes don't reflect upon all of the well-trained, committed, and effective police officers we have who are protecting and serving. That said, we will look at if better training of our officers is needed. Better training could prevent a tragedy and prevent crime in general. One family's wounds will never be fully healed. From the rest of us, reflection and action can help Montgomery heal and move forward, end quote. That is from the new mayor of Montgomery, Stephen Reed. Now, playing it right down the middle there. Yes, Officer Smith's actions do not necessarily reflect on all the other law enforcement officers here in the area. Of course. But justice does need to be done. And we can get into that because I was following, Jack, the sort of the both sides of the argument for Mickey McDermott, the defense attorney, as well as the prosecution.
I think you, when you discussed it, you balanced it well. And, you know, looking back on it, I think it was probably the right verdict.
Right. Makes sense. Well, we can get into that, but we have to hit this last break of the hour. Again, check out Dan Black Studios, folks, sponsor of this hour, 279-6036. Gotta love Dan Black. Dan Black Studios. They can really help you with all of those video services, including bringing those memories into the future.
On Fox News right now.
Yeah.
Big Sheriff John. Williams.
Yeah, they're covering there on Fox as we speak. Out of Atlanta. I'm really reading about this man, Big John. What a man. And what a freak tragedy.
Oh, yeah.
People are beside themselves and heartbroken all over Lowndes County and the state and the nation. We'll be right back. More news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell, 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Folks, the original Smokehouse Pit Barbecue is back. A River Region institution since 1990, the Smokehouse is back with the original recipes you grew up with. Hand-pulled pork, chicken, turkey, ribs, and wings, all smoked over 5 hickory pits. Our famous baked beans, potato salad, and banana pudding are made fresh daily from the original recipes. Enjoy our full bar with 8 beers on tap. Open Tuesday through Saturday, same great location, Main Street in Millbrook.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
plan.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by Lou Choir is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, all qualified customers can also get 0% financing. Lou Choir is proud to announce we now service Auburn and Opelika for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbylouchoir.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
Well, we're moving on.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. This is part of the program brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. And Eddie, hot off the presses, has a new listing for me.
Oh,
3301 Hammond Drive here in Montgomery, Alabama. Listed just under $300,000. It's a four-bedroom, two-bath, just shy of 2,400 square feet. In Sturbridge, where your dream house is waiting for you, it reads here. High ceilings, wide doorways, custom matching cabinetry throughout the home, a formal dining room, large eat-in kitchen, and the appliances are staying. Now, that's a great deal. If you're interested in this listing or other listings from Eddie Bader and the Goodson Group, call Eddie directly at 322-0662, 322-0662. I'm looking at pictures of this property, Jack, 3301 Hammond, and my goodness, it's a beautiful home.
Yeah, I have a friend that lives out there in Sturbridge in a really nice, it's a great neighborhood.
Really is. This is, yeah, these great, huge kitchen, huge living room. Folks, you got to check this place out by calling 322-0662. That is the number for Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. He will be your buyer's agent. He'll be your seller's agent. He'll do the little things that go a long way. Like, you know, bringing in a professional cleaning crew. Say if you buy 3301 Hammond, he'll bring in a cleaning crew to clean the place before you even move in. Who wants to be cleaning on the first day there?
And who wants somebody else's dirt?
I know.
Gross.
Get it clean.
Gross.
Sanitize it. So, folks,